Hello and welcome to the special market podcast powered by Money Control. Well, my name is Shita Jananda and today I have with me a very special guest, Dr. Joseph Thomas, who is head of research at MK Wealth Management. Welcome to the podcast, Mr. Thomas.
Shadija, thank you very much.
Well, the first question I want to put it across to you is that with most of the finer details of the 20 lakh crore fiscal package is announced, are we on our way to becoming Atmanirbhar? What are your views on that?
Yeah, but Shitish, actually, the when it comes to the self-reliance aspect of economic life and economies, it means maybe enhanced domestic production and reduced reliance on imports. And third is a provision for employment levels, which is much higher than the current levels.
Yes, yeah.
That is the essence of self-reliance, enhanced domestic production, reduce reliance on imports and provision of employment. Another aspect of it is that as far as reliance goes, and under the current conditions in economy, markets and the world, the reliance on primary products, that's food and also healthcare and essential manufacturing, these are very important as far as self-reliance in the sense of economic self-reliance is concerned. Some of the measures announced by the government leads to self-reliance, but it's a longer term thing. It's not something that we are going to achieve over the next 2-3 months. Against the measures that the government has announced. So it's a longer term thing. Another thing is that traditional trade theory always says that you produce those goods and services you are most efficient or what you can produce cost efficiently, and you rely on others for those goods and services which others can produce more cost efficiently. That's the traditional trade theory. So for example, if you look at China, 50% of the AC compressors are imported from China by the Indian companies which manufacture air conditioners.
That's right. Yes.
So that is an area where we could enhance the production of domestic air compressors and reduce their reliance. At the same time, when it comes to very heavy capital equipment and things like that, China has a cost advantage, which is already recognized by many countries. So it will take some time for us to catch up with the cost advantage which some of the labor-intensive economies are enjoying at this point of time. Meantime, these measures will take us along that road to greater self-reliance. But I think at the end of the day, the Ricardian wisdom of producing goods and services which you are very good at producing at cost-efficient in a cost-efficient manner will continue to be the basic principle for trade and commercial relationships.
Right, and in fact, that is good too. At least this is a starting point, we could say that. At least we've started somewhere, right? So the next question is that now that we've started, what is the kind of hit we could actually take on the fiscal deficit front? And also, you know, most of the measures announced are related to giving loans and not actually putting money in the hands of people.
So the reliance on monetary measures, which is infusion of liquidity by the Reserve Bank of India, and also reliance on guarantees by the central government or even the state government, say, is something by which we avoid a direct spend by the government of India. To that extent, it is good as far as the FISC is concerned. In any case, the fiscal deficit was rising since last financial year. And it is expected to rise further, and the deficit of the central government plus the state governments put together is expected to be, it was already at around 9-10%, and it is likely to be at around 12-13 or 14. With all these new expenditures coming in, it is likely to move up. Because, and also the thing is that it's not something that's avoidable at this point of time. To some extent, the central government, as also the state governments, have to take action. That's also reflected in the higher government borrowing, which was announced recently from 7.8 lakh crores to around 12 crores, it has gone up. State government borrowings was already to the tune of about 8 to 9 lakh crores. That's also going to go up substantially because their revenue realizations or tax receipts and non-tax receipts both have taken a hit because of the slowdown and the lockdown. Therefore, we will not be able to maintain the fiscal deficit norms that we would intend to follow. For this financial year, we may need to take a break and then bring things back onto normalcy at a later stage. So we expect maybe 12-13% could be center plus states, the fiscal deficit numbers would be.
Right. Now, coming to markets, almost two-thirds of the package is made up of guarantees and remaining liquidity schemes. It may not be enough to satisfy elevated investor expectations. What are your views on that?
Yeah, actually, the key things are, one is, as we have just mentioned, the dependence on liquidity provision by the Reserve Bank of India and by the banking system, which is actually a developmental thing which the government is announcing and indirectly persuading banks to follow a certain path. Second is the provision of credit guarantees by sovereign credit guarantee by a sovereign assurance.
Right.
Now, most of these measures, even including the MFI, MSME, and the NBFC measures, which the government had announced in the first tranche and certain measures in the second tranche, these were all demands, these are all supply side measures. These these are not demand side measures. Demand side measures were there, but they were far and few, so the small amount on ETF, small thing on the TDS side. These are not things which are going to make substantial difference as far as the overall demand side is concerned. In the demand side conditions, if you are addressing that, we should be looking to put more money into the hands of the people, more money into the pockets of the people, so that they go out to the marketplace and spend more. When they spend more, that will have a multiplier effect as far as aggregate demand is concerned and therefore economic growth is concerned.
Right.
We are missing out on that aspect of that multiplier effect of demand stimulation, and we are restricting ourselves at this point to certain supply side measures. We had seen this earlier also, if you remember the 10% cut in the corporate tax, by which we had put more money into the hands of the businesses. That also probably comes from a philosophy that if businesses are supported, they will fulfill a social responsibility of providing more employment and supporting the economy. It probably comes from that philosophy. But we require more demand side measures, because the reliance currently is on liquidity provision, sovereign guarantees, and much less on infusing money into the hands of the people, say, through rural employment programs like MNREGA and all that. That is missing. If that was there in a major way, the multiplier effect of that on aggregate demand would have helped economic growth quite substantially, especially at this time when people's propensity to consume, save, and invest is quite low on account of the lockdown conditions.
Right. And in fact, we are still in a bear market. And do you think there's a possibility of market retesting lows of 7,500 on the Nifty again?
Yeah, see, if you look at the last time of the Great Recession, if you look at the U.S. markets, the markets had fallen in the first phase of it. Then it revived a little bit. Then it fell again before it could move up to record highs.
Right.
As far as India is concerned, it is possible that the markets could test lower levels again. If you look at the last three, four trading sessions, we have seen the markets trading lower and lower still. And there is an overarching influence of global factors also coming in as far as the behavior of the domestic markets are concerned.
Right.
Therefore, those influences from overseas markets will be there in the domestic markets. So we could say that the markets could test lower levels from the current levels, which means that technically, markets always have this feature or habit of going back to those levels which it had tested once before it takes a fresh direction. Technically, that is what we have always seen. So, in foreign exchange trading, we say that someone who had a position at a lower level is getting an opportunity to get out by the market trading lower.
Right.
If we apply the same thing, technically, market stands in readiness to move a little more lower from the current levels. Whether it will go exactly to the last time's lowest levels, we do not know, but it will definitely trade much lower from the current levels. That's how it's positioned.
That's the position. All right.
Technically,
Some more pain ahead for markets in that case. Well, not a problem. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Thomas, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay log on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Again, thank you so much for your time, sir.